Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast, sponsored by the Tippecanoe Gazette. We have a couple really cool guests on the show today. I'm very excited about this. We've got Meredith McKee.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Tip City Chamber.
Yes.
Special guest. What do we call it? What do we call that when you were returning special guest?
VIP.
You're on here all the time, and we love it. You're bringing us some awesome guests, and we're very excited about today's guest, Cindy Franz.
Franz.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I intentionally messed things up because it sounds
just about anything.
So. It sounds more casual if you say it wrong all the time. And you're with the Scott Family McDonald's Corporation. That's insane.
Yeah, I
love that. That
I
is
do
so
too.
Cool.
Yeah, it is awesome.
That is great. Well, thank you for joining us.
Of course.
I'm excited about this.
I'm excited for this.
We're jazzed to have people on here. So, And then Meredith, she's so good. She prepared a list of questions.
She is good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We have lots to learn.
I'm excited
to get into
she's
it.
She's an organizer, and I love that.
She is very, very overly organized, probably.
I know, and I love that.
But I love it because I can just sit back and ask questions.
There you go. I may not have all the answers, but I will do my best.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And let's get started. I'm excited.
Awesome. Well, Cindy, I know you have your hands full. You have, 25 locations with almost 26 locations?
That is correct. We have 10 locations in Kentucky, and then we have 15 locations here in Ohio. And then we are building one June of 2026 at the Lehman exit in Sydney.
Wow.
So we will have 26 locations. Yes.
That's amazing.
Four stores in Miami County.
Okay. I was going to say, what are some of your local stores here?
So we here in Ohio, we are in Sydney. We have two stores in Piqua, Troy, Tip City, of course. Two stores in Huber Heights, three stores in Fairborn, one in Beaver Creek, two in Bell Fountain, two in Greenville.
Wow. I can't even imagine running more than one business. And being a franchisee, I mean, I assume you get some help from corporate, but it seems like it's just insane to run so many locations.
We have a lot of amazing employees that do a lot of amazing work. You have to have a good core. My leadership team is just amazing. Obviously, Benny and Stacy are fantastic, but our managers and our crew people that run our restaurants day to day are just rock stars.
Can't do without them.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
For sure.
Yeah. So, Cindy, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with the Scott Family McDonald's.
So, I love to work out. I'm a workoutaholic. I'm a CrossFit
she is.
At heart.
She'll come to Coffee with Champions and she'll be like, I just was at CrossFit.
When I got here earlier, she was just going up and down the steps here.
She was.
In the studio. I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, I need to work out.
So
that would be amazing.
Long story short, I do park in the back of the parking lot so that I can get my
stuff. Oh, you're one of
those.
You're one of those
people. Yeah, I am one of those people.
I always park back there so my car doesn't get dinged. And then I'm walking a long way and I'm like sweating and huffing and puffing. And then the healthy people are walking with me. It's exciting.
I love it. No, actually, I met Benny and Stacy at my CrossFit gym in Piqua. I've been with them now for almost 8.5 years. So, I had just graduated with my undergrad. I was a later student in life. I went to school. I didn't take my first college class until I was 40 and graduated with my associate in allied health from Edison and realized very quickly I did not want to be a medical assistant for the rest of my life. And then went back to school and graduated with undergrad at Bluffton University with an organizational leadership degree. Met Benny and Stacy at my CrossFit gym and nearly begged them for a job. I was like, my CrossFit gym owners were like, oh my gosh, you should go work for the Scotts. They're so amazing to work for. Like, they're so good to their people. They're so involved in community. And I'm like, okay, well then I'm just going to start stalking this woman until she hires me. And a position came open. Long story short, the position I interviewed for was not the position that I essentially have now. They just kind of seriously took a chance on this position in me to create this position to what it is today. And and the rest is history. Went back and got a master's degree in business, which has served me very well in this position. That's kind of how it all transpired. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
And isn't your role from what you told me in the past, it sounds like there's not anyone else really within McDonald's that has your role when you started out.
Correct. Yeah. So I work with a lot of other operators up and down 75 in Kentucky. I've met tons of operators that have helped me, you know, when I'm like, because I don't really have anybody sometimes to lean on to help me think of creative ideas. I mean, mm-hmm. I have a wonderful graphic designer, Lindsay, that, you know, brings my ideas to life a lot of times, but nobody really gets us as McDonald's, right? Like, we're just a rare breed in the quick service market mm-hmm. space. So I created a recruiting and retention network that I rely heavily on for all McDonald's ideas. And so they have been very vital to my growth in this position. But yeah, I mean, you know, they, you know, Benny Stacy took a chance on me to make this, you know, job what it is today. And, you know, I help a lot of other operators who maybe, I don't want to say can't afford it, but maybe, you know, are trying to do a lot with less, you know, and so I help a lot of other people in a lot of other ways to help bring their people team mm-hmm. and recruiting and staffing and ideas come to life. Because I always say, you know, I can come up with these crazy ideas because I don't work in a store. I don't have to run the day-to-day operations. I mean, all these crazy acronyms that McDonald's throws around is just nuts. And I'm like, I don't even know what that is, but I can staff your store. So yeah. So I'm literally, you know, community relations staffing. I work with, you know, phone interviews for managers. I manage our ads. So there's a lot of things day to day that I do, in addition to the community piece, but obviously community is what I love the most.
Yeah. So, and I feel like having you at the Scott Family McDonald's has to set them apart from other McDonald's.
Well, I mean, you know, again, I try to go in and help everybody. But yeah, I do feel like this position, because Benny and Stacey are so heavily, you know, love their communities yes. wholeheartedly.
And I want to get into that.
Yeah. And so for them to, you know, put someone in a position of strictly community just shows you the value of what they feel like mm-hmm. their communities mm-hmm. are worth. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about community, because I think you guys are so involved. And I feel like even since I started this position, just connecting with you and mm-hmm. hearing about Benny and Stacy's heart yeah. for the community.
Yeah.
Share more about what that looks like.
Well, I always, when I first, you know, because I didn't really have a blueprint of what to do when I started this, you know, essentially Stacy balanced all the community piece of the business before I came along. And the stores had a lot of responsibility in that regard too. But to be able to take the stuff off the stores so that they can focus on the day-to-day operations, and that allowed me mm-hmm. to really kind of spread my wings and fly. But I really didn't know what to do. I mean, I swear I drove Stacy crazy for probably the first 6 months, because she was just like, oh my gosh, will you just find something to do, right? Because I was like, I don't know what to do. And I had been micromanaged my whole entire life. And so now to go in and try to figure this out, I was just literally like at a loss. But eventually I started with the chambers. She just yeah. told me the best piece of advice she said to me was start with the chambers. And I was like, wow, I will start with the chambers. And ever since then, I mean, obviously the chambers have been such a big blessing to us. You are the core of the community. And, you know, we obviously, you know, want to be more involved and more, and the networking is amazing and all those great things. So, so I literally started with the chamber, and that has blossomed into who I am and what I do today.
That's so amazing. Yeah, yeah. I was going to actually ask you how the chamber has impacted.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what I would do without, I mean, if I need something, I know, Meredith, I can shoot you a text.
Yeah.
What do I need to do? I'm struggling here. We could use help here. Like, what, how can you help me? And you text me a list of things. Okay. Are you doing this? Are you doing this? Are you doing this? You know, and some of them, yes, we are doing, but mm-hmm. things change so rapidly, even in the chamber space, because you guys, you know, are constantly getting new members, and, you know,
yeah.
I'm a crazy thinker. I have to be an out-of-the-box thinker to do what I do, right? And so, you know, I can work with Parks and Rec. I can work with, you know, the animal shelter, because we have pet insurance. So just all the different things that, you know, my brain goes to is, you know, you guys help me think out of the box. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, one of the benefits I find with the chamber is the networking.
Yeah,
you really
absolutely.
Do. Like, if I need to find somebody for something,
I know.
Talk to Meredith.
I know.
She knows everybody.
And we belong to 26 chambers. I think in Kentucky they're like double back, so it might be 27. Anyway, we belong to every chamber where we have a store, because they are you guys are like the artery of all business
yeah,
and everything.
It's like a leg up.
So
well,
yeah,
it's like you're starting on second base.
Yeah,
when you're part of the chamber.
I am such a chamber advocate. I can't say enough, and you know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
So what other initiatives or causes do you guys support? Because I know you guys are heavily involved in your communities.
We do. I mean, anything with families. We love loving on families and kids especially. Yeah. You know, we still have play places. Tip City has a play place.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of family events. I know last summer, Nick Lambert, who's a police officer in Huber Heights, he actually wrote a book about police officers. And so we partnered with the Tip City Police Department and did a outing for kids. Mm-hmm. And we had a police car pull up. The kids got a tour of the police car. Nick wrote read his book to the kids. We gave out ice cream cones. Like, so those types of local store marketing events where we can pull in people just to love on them is what we are so passionate about. And I am blessed 20-fold because I get to see all this firsthand, right?
Yeah.
Not only do I get to organize it with Lindsay and, you know, with my leadership team and my supervisors, but then I also get to see it come to fruition. So I get to see the full circle, and it's so amazing. So
yeah, that's amazing. And we appreciate everything you do for the community and the ways that you guys give
back.
Well,
we love our communities for sure. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more. Let's peek into what it would be like to own a franchise at McDonald's. Like, what are the ins and outs? What are something we might not realize?
So
give us the inside scoop.
No, absolutely. So Ben Sr. actually started working for McDonald's in 1974. So if you do the math, we've been in business for 50 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Did you guys like
throw
a big celebration?
Yeah.
What's this look like?
Oh, about that. Did we throw a celebration? So actually,
Was it shamrock shakes for everybody? Is that how it works?
No, it was no. There were no shamrock shakes being made during the celebration.
Okay.
So I honestly, Meredith, I was given the lunch and learn presentation about recruiting at the chamber.
Yeah.
When I realized, I was going through the slides and I was like, 1974, and this was last year.
Yeah.
I said, oh my gosh.
Nope.
We've been in business
Nobody
50
noticed.
Years?
Good thing you did that lunch and learn for
I would have never,
they would have never
made
known.
The connection. Yeah. And so first thing I did was text Karen, Benny's sister, and I said, oh my gosh. No, actually first, back up. I text my director of operations just to confirm. I'm like, okay, my brain goes a lot of places. I just need to make sure that this is really right, you know?
Yeah.
And so Ken was like, yeah, it's been 50 years. I'm like, oh my gosh, we have to do something. Like, we have to do something. And he's like, yep, we need to do something. I'm like, I got it. So I text Karn, Benny's sister, and I said, hey, you know, we need to do this and we need to make it a surprise and I'm going to need your help. And so I enlisted the help of Ellie, Benny and Stacy's daughter. Mm-hmm. And then I also enlisted the help of Karn, Benny's sister. We secured the Pickle Country Club.
Mm.
Long story short, lots of planning to try to tie Ben Sr. and Louise and Benny and Stacy down in one day together was virtually impossible. But they did it. I had no part in that. So I was responsible for all the work side of things. They were responsible. Karn was responsible for all their family. And then Ellie was responsible for all the friends. Mm. So we made it come together. There was probably between 50 and 70 of us. We went in and decorated the morning of. Huge surprise. Knocked it out of the park.
What was the decorations?
They were all golden, obviously, for the 50th, right?
Yeah.
And so we actually, it was good because we try to use, local people for as much stuff as we can to support local. Yeah. And so we have a supervisor of ours has a daughter that does beautiful cupcakes. So we enlisted the help of Carice to come in and make these cupcakes for us because she had worked for us before. So we really try to keep the family unit, meaning Scott Family McDonald's. We try to keep everything, you know, as much as we can within our walls. So it was a beautiful day. It was wonderful. Celebrations were fantastic. Benny cried. I cried. I had to stand up and give a speech, and I literally had to read it word for word because I was shaking so bad. I was a mess. I was like, everything up until that point came down to that second in that day, and I was just like, I got to look at my paper because if I don't, I'm going to bawl my eyes out. But it was great, and they loved it. So, yeah, 50 years is a big deal.
That's amazing.
That is a long time.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Huge milestone.
Yeah.
So tell me more about like, what are the values at the Scott Family McDonald's? Like, what do we need to know that we don't currently know about you? And what do you guys want to share?
Well, I mean, we, again, are all about community and all about family. But we do have a values. And I don't remember what all of them are off the top of our head. But, you know, be the solution. Mm-hmm. Be genuine.
Yeah.
Those are two that are really, you know, we are free to be thinkers and come to problems with solutions. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't necessarily have to, like... Like, my motto this year was always bring the solution, right?
Yeah.
I don't have to ask permission for everything because I feel like, you know, I've always had to do that in previous jobs. And mm-hmm. so, you know, it was an old habit that died hard with me. But Benny and Stacy want us, our people, you know, within the parameters of what McDonald's represents and what Scott Family represents, obviously, mm-hmm. you know, think out of the box, you know, bring us to the next level. How are we going to do that if we don't have, you know, outside thinkers and, you know, proactive, always be proactive, you know, don't wait for something to happen, make it happen, yeah. you know? So, I mean, and, you know, we're always about, obviously, again, giving back to community and supporting those things. You know, we support, you know, little league teams, and, you know, we probably give out 10 to 15,000 coupons a year mm-hmm. just for, we hardly ever say no to coupons, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we sponsor a lot of things. We give a lot of, you know, things away as far as gift baskets and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're very generous. So not only do we ask that of our employees, but we also.
Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. This is just the beginning. Be sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcast and turn those notifications on so you'll be in the know. We'll be back every Wednesday with more stories, event sneak peeks, interviews with business owners, and updates you won't want to miss. Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. Be sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcast and turn those notifications on so you'll be in the know.
Welcome to the Ultimate Unwind. This is Grego, my Lego. No rush here. Just building, relaxing, and talking Lego. Subscribe now to Grego My Lego on YouTube, where every build tells a story. Whether you're a builder, a collector, or just love the sound of a brick clicking into place, take a break with Grego My Lego. The Slow Build Lego Show. With honest reviews, total relaxation, and the best long-form builds around. Subscribe to Grego My Lego on YouTube today. The show where you don't just see the final model. You watch it come to life. In a world that moves too fast sometimes, you just want to slow down. This is Grego, my Lego. The Slow Build Lego Show, where you don't just see the final model. You watch it come to life. Subscribe to Grego, my Lego on YouTube, where every build tells a story. Looking for the real stories behind your community? Tune into Newsmakers, the podcast that brings the Tippecanoe Gazette to life. Hosted by Greg Enslin, Newsmakers dives into exclusive interviews with local business owners, community leaders, and event organizers, giving you a front row seat to what's happening in Tip City, Ohio. Your community, your stories, your podcast. Newsmakers, available wherever you get your podcasts. Looking to stay in the know about everything happening right here in Tip City, Ohio? Then tune in to Newsmakers, a local podcast hosted by Greg Enslin in partnership with the Tippecanoe Gazette. Each week, Greg sits down with the people making things happen in Tip City. From business owners to event organizers and volunteers, Newsmakers brings you the inside scoop. Subscribe today, wherever you get your podcasts. Looking for the latest scoop on what's happening right here in Tip City, Ohio? Then tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast where local stories come to life. Hosted by Greg Enslin in proud partnership with the Tippecanoe Gazette, Newsmakers brings you face-to-face with the people shaping our community. Subscribe today on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Your town. Your stories. Your podcast.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters. your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Whether you're a skeptic, unbeliever, or just along for the ride, Spectre Sisters is your go-to hub for everything weird, wild, and wonderfully unexplained.
So light a candle, keep your mind open, and remember, not everything strange is supernatural.
But some of it just might be.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Each week, your hosts will guide you through chilling true accounts of possible paranormal encounters, bizarre events, and local legends that blur the line between fact and fiction. But we're not here just to spook. We shine a flashlight on the dark corners, question everything, and peel back the layers to find the truth, or at least try. Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
From haunted houses and cryptid sightings to eerie coincidences and unsolved mysteries, the Spectre Sisters are on a mission to investigate it all with logic, curiosity, and just the right amount of goosebumps.
Welcome to the twilight between sound and screen. Lo-fi chill meets celluloid dreams. Press play and fade away. Only on Synthwave Cinema. This isn't just a vibe, it's a memory.
3, 2, 1.
Every week, DJ Menegroth drops deep cuts and cinematic textures, the kind of beats you imagine playing behind sunsets, streetlights, and stolen movie moments. From sci-fi streetscapes to high school heartbreak, if it belonged on a tape, it's here. Synthwave Cinema, streaming wherever dreamers drift. Welcome to Synthwave Cinema, where iconic movie lines meet the chillest beats in the galaxy. A cinematic sound journey, music reimagined through neon sound. All vibes, no spoilers. Catch the wave, join the show. Now, streaming on YouTube, Spotify, and wherever chill beats thrive.
So tell us about the Village Idiots podcast, Zoe.
Tune in because we talk about lots of different topics. I have a vast and wide array of knowledge. And we all know the moon landing was fake.
Next season of Village Idiots, canceled edition. Am I right or am I right?
So tell me, what is the Village Idiots podcast about, Abby?
It takes a village to raise an idiot.
That's a different voice.
If you like to laugh, I can't guarantee we will make you laugh.
I might make you laugh. We might make you cry.
A real review, and the review was, it's not that funny.
No.
Oh, hi, everybody. Tune in to the Village Idiots podcast, please. Come to my clubhouse.
Why?
Spotify,
Mickey,
YouTube,
are you having
Apple,
a stroke?
Apple Music.
Apple Podcasts, I think, yeah.
Mickey's different personalities are coming over.
Hey, welcome to the Village Idiots podcast. On this show, youngs and olds compete for verbal domination of a small town in Ohio. Actually, Village Idiots is two youngs and an old talking about pop culture, movies, music, and other topics. Generation Zers Zoe and Abby talk about things that Greg doesn't understand, like TikTok and Riz, while old-timer Greg explains the ancient times before iPhones and Facebook. Tune in today to find out what they'll talk about next.
You know, we practice what we preach.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What do you do when there's a train going by loudly while you're recording a podcast? What do you normally do when that happens?
It blends into me because I have lived by a train track my whole life.
I don't even hear it.
I know.
I don't even hear it, and then I will work we'll listen to this back and I'll be like, oh yeah, there it is.
That means you're in a small town.
Yeah. Everyone in Tip City should be used to it.
For sure. Now I grew up in Anna, but I graduated from Anna High School, but I literally lived two houses away from the train track. So sleeping at night, nothing. It was just like modern day noise. Like I didn't even hear it.
Well, just for the record,
Greg and I do too.
Yeah. We're really close to the tracks, but just for the record, that was not a sound effect being played to make this podcast sound more like down home.
Cool.
That's an actual train and it's one block that way and it's quite loud.
I love it.
All right. I want to know a fun question. What is your go-to order at McDonald's?
Can we guess?
I love that.
I would love for you to guess.
Okay. Great.
Not going to guess it.
I'm going to guess. You're healthy. So let's see. Big Mac.
No. Okay. Even though I like a Big Mac every once in a while.
I do like a Big Mac. Meredith, what's your guess?
I don't know like all the items on the menu, but like maybe like a salad.
Well, we used to have salads and that was our Southwest salad was my go-to. The Southwest was my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good.
And with COVID, it just kind of went to the wayside.
That's a lot of work.
But it is. And, you know, I think they wasted more than they ever, you know, it just wasn't cost effective to keep it.
I could see those going bad.
Snack Wraps are coming back though.
Oh my God. I was going to ask about that. Okay, good. This is breaking news. Okay, good.
This will be on the front page of the paper.
It'll be on the front page of the paper. So I was just in London.
Oh.
And I was so excited to see they had the snack wraps in McDonald's.
London,
there.
Like not Ohio.
No,
I was going to say England.
I was telling my wife, I'm like, oh, they should bring those back. They were so popular.
Yeah, yeah, they are definitely coming back. I think not until July because we have Crispy coming out like within the next week or two. And listen, I am not an operations girl. I just kind of fake it till I make it, and just kind of listen and try to, you know, figure out between the lines when things are coming out or whatever, but they are real prepping for it now, getting all of the instructions and what to do with cabinets and all that kind of stuff. But so this crispy that they're coming out with, crispy chicken strips are supposed to be, I think, close to like maybe Chick-fil-A. I don't know if I can say that, but
nice. Go for it.
Yeah. So anyway, but they're supposed to be phenomenal. So
when's that happening?
I think it's next week, honestly. Okay. I think around the 15th of April.
All right.
And what are they? They're called crispy.
Crispy strips, I think. Okay. And then they're going to have a special sauce, too. So to add to your question, Greg, you said something about the Minecraft sauce.
Yes, I heard. But we'll get into the Minecraft.
There's another sauce coming,
the
I believe.
Adults lined up in front of McDonald's.
But listen,
to get
don't
the
be
Minecraft.
Hating on me if I get that stuff wrong either.
Oh, no.
Again, I'm not an operations
I know nothing about it either. So you could just make stuff up and I wouldn't know.
Well, I'm sure if anybody from my company listened to that, they'd be like, nope, you're wrong. No, they would never say that. I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, tell me, what is one of your favorite memories of working at the Scott Paley McDonald's?
Oh, my gosh. We never found out your go-to order.
So listen.
You were supposed to guess.
I said a salad.
Well, they don't carry salads. So you have to guess something. So say...
whenever they come out, the crispy chicken.
I don't know if I'll like it because I haven't tried it.
I think your go-to order is bacon McDouble.
No.
But dang it. That's what I get.
No.
And those are good.
I believe you.
Those are really good.
Apple slices. Don't you like apples? I know you like apple slices. I feel like we talked about this.
My favorite is a drink.
It's not the shamrock shake.
Listen, our chicken nuggets are bomb with hot mustard. Our chicken nuggets are wonderful. But I love our iced coffee. Mm-hmm. It's like my favorite.
I like the no sugar vanilla.
That's what I really get. Exactly. Yeah, so good. I get a large iced coffee with like one cream and then two pumps of vanilla.
Sugar-free.
It's the bomb. Yeah. Yep, sugar-free.
Yeah, I think there's 6 calories in that with the creamer. That's really good. It's really good.
Well, and sometimes a shot of espresso, if I'm really sleepy in the afternoon, it has to go in it. Like today, I just had a regular coffee with a shot of espresso. I stopped at Tip before I came here.
So will they add a shot of espresso if you ask them?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. No. I just get whatever they give me.
You haven't lived.
I get whatever they give me and I drive away happy. That's what I do.
So you can order as a customer. You can come through as many times.
Is there like a secret menu that people don't know about?
Low maintenance. I didn't know they can add shots. That's so cool.
Yeah. Okay. And we're way cheaper than any other coffee place.
Breaking news. If you go to McDonald's and get the coffees, you can also get an extra shot.
You can.
That is so cool. I didn't know that.
Our iced coffee is the bomb.
And that's sweet. The vanilla is really good.
Yeah. It's very good. Yeah. Sorry, Meredith. You were
saying? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So that's your go-to order?
Pretty much,
the big iced coffee?
I'm a meal prepper, so I do a lot of meal prep at home on the weekends. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I do add a la carte things to my, you know, if I'm in a store, because I mean, I eat free. I can eat free anytime I want.
And while you're on that, I really do have to tip my hat to you guys with that app. The online ordering and paying ahead of time, and you drive up and it's ready. That you guys are on the cutting edge of that.
And
it's
listen, great. What about
it's
all the really, money you save? Talk about that, right?
I mean, and you get a deal.
Yeah.
Get free fries.
Yeah.
Fridays, oh, really? Fridays, you get free fries.
Yeah, it's called. What is it called? Friday.
Free Friday.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh!
I know, Meredith. Get with the program.
So you open up the. It's on your telephone.
Yeah.
Okay.
The McDonald's app.
Yeah. Okay. And you open up the app, and it's like today's specials are da 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 da. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Greg could be one of your ambassadors.
Yeah, I love that.
I'll just be a customer. I'll be a customer. But no, you and Starbucks, guys, you guys are on the cutting edge of like what you can do through, and nobody else is even close, of what you can do through the app and order food and have it paid for. And I know all that came out of COVID. And that was like the one good thing that came out of COVID is all of the remote ordering and paying. But you can customize anything. But and you can add a shot to your coffee. I just found out. Breaking news.
Mind blown, right?
I am. Yeah. No, it is great. No, but you guys are doing a great job with that.
Awesome. Well, thanks. I can't take any credit, and nor actually really my company probably can't take any credit for that either. But we do use it a lot, and there's a lot of we have a lot of money.
Have
a
you
lot of
seen
money in sales.
Like an uptick
sales
because of the mobile app?
I don't know necessarily in sales. Again, that's out of my range, but we do like millions of dollars in app. Like that's like where the focus is now. Yeah.
I could see, it seems like some of the promotions are focused on that. And I know when I go through there, that's one of the things they ask.
Yeah.
Are you using your mobile app for this order? And I'm like, yes, I am. And my order number is C482. And then
so
they're like, boom, boom, boom.
So let me ask you this, Greg. Do you get a receipt when you go?
I never get a receipt.
Well, you need to get you know why you need to get a receipt?
What?
Because if you go online and fill out our survey and rate us a 5, you get a free sandwich. Yeah, so start taking that and make sure you give us a 5. Nothing else counts. Make sure you give us a 5.
Can I use my sandwich coupon for a snack wrap? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, but why would you do that? Snack wraps are cheaper than a sandwich.
But they're so good.
Well, you can use it for whatever you want. They don't care. And even like at breakfast, it'll be like, you know, you could do
You guys have the best breakfast too. That's awesome.
I agree. My favorite actually food is our round eggs. Like I will eat a double round egg and maybe a piece of bacon.
All right, Cindy. Yeah. Let's hear about your favorite memory working there.
I mean, we've done some pretty fun events. So a lot of times we will do a local store marketing event and buy the costumes. So for instance, like when the Minions came out with their new movie, when we had the old Tip City store before we ever even redid this one, we did a Minions event and we offered 99-cent pancakes and did the whole yards. We had, you know, we got all the costumes from probably Amazon or something. And we brought in like 6 or 7 of us and we had like a fun, you know, little wood carve out of pictures of Minions. You can put your face in it and get pictures and stuff. I think those are probably my favorite because there's so many people that come out for them. We've done an Incredibles event. I mean, we have Paw Patrol stuff that we've done. I mean, I love the joy that I see on people's faces when we go to an event, bring a character, or just, I mean, you know, sit in the store, have an event. It's just overseeing, again, it goes back to that blessing thing of, you know, just watching everything come full circle. I mean, there's so many memories. I can't even narrow it down to one.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And it's a good thing, like this Minecraft thing that's going on right now, where it's an excuse for people to go and experience everything, but also it's a good way to get your name out there, obviously, when people are talking about it on social media.
Yeah, Minecraft is just mind blown, right? It's just so big.
Well, the movie is
Explain what this is.
I don't really know. Greg, you're running.
Is it like you get a toy?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Well, Minecraft is an online computer game that you play on your computer.
But is that why people go? Because they want to get the toy or whatever?
Well, yeah. When you do a Happy Meal, it usually comes with a drink, food, fries, and some type of toy.
But we also have an adult Happy Meal that came out.
That's awesome.
I don't know when it came out. I can't even say. I don't even know.
Yeah, I saw adults going through ordering the kids ones last week.
Yeah.
So that's, and if there's an adult one, that's even better.
It's so funny. This is so popular. And again, I've heard of Minecraft, but my kids are like, I mean, 30 and 33. So, I mean, that ship has sailed. So I don't really keep up with any of that kind of stuff anymore. But I mean, you know, we had like the 401, like, we can't, you know, because sometimes, you know, you can come through the drive-thru and just purchase a toy. All bets are off with this Minecraft stuff, right? Because we were like sold out within, like, it was just nuts.
Right.
It was just nuts. I was like, I thought Pokemon was bad, but this is probably five times worse.
That's I remember funny. Back ordering the Happy Meals to get the Beanie Babies.
I remember the dogs. It was called like the dog or something.
I don't remember. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I was like a kid.
I'm more of a Beanie Baby generation.
But it's neat the promotional aspect of that, that you're just kind of rotating through different things. I know you've been doing some collabs with some artists to do adult meals.
We did the Travis Scott, I think, was that a couple years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
And, that and was then we worked earlier. With Angel Reese this past year. She's an NBA, WNBA player. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they do a really good job at collaborating with, you know, different local celebrities. And
they
stuff.
Pick like a meal that that celebrity particularly likes to promote. And
that's
then,
awesome. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fun, yeah.
Sell it as an adult Happy Meal. But the Minecraft movie is doing twice as good as they thought it was going to be doing. So there's a lot of really positive buzz about the movie. It kind of came out of nowhere.
For real.
So you guys lucked out by having like this big tie-in.
Yeah. So it was funny because we were talking about it at our leadership table on Monday. And one of the things, so we own the location across from the theater in Huber Heights off Merrily Way. And they said that everybody that...
Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. This is just the beginning. Be sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcast and turn those notifications on so you'll be in the know. We'll be back every Wednesday with more stories, event sneak peeks, interviews with business owners, and updates you won't want to miss. Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. Be sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcast and turn those notifications on so you'll be in the know.
Welcome to the Ultimate Unwind. This is Grego, my Lego. No rush here. Just building, relaxing, and talking Lego. Subscribe now to Grego My Lego on YouTube, where every build tells a story. Whether you're a builder, a collector, or just love the sound of a brick clicking into place, take a break with Grego My Lego. The Slow Build Lego Show. With honest reviews, total relaxation, and the best long-form builds around. Subscribe to Grego My Lego on YouTube today. The show where you don't just see the final model. You watch it come to life. In a world that moves too fast sometimes, you just want to slow down. This is Grego, my Lego. The Slow Build Lego Show, where you don't just see the final model. You watch it come to life. Subscribe to Grego, my Lego on YouTube, where every build tells a story. Looking for the real stories behind your community? Tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast that brings the Tippecanoe Gazette to life. Hosted by Greg Enslin, Newsmakers dives into exclusive interviews with local business owners, community leaders, and event organizers, giving you a front row seat to what's happening in Tip City, Ohio. Your community, your stories, your podcast. Newsmakers, available wherever you get your podcasts. Looking to stay in the know about everything happening right here in Tip City, Ohio? Then tune in to Newsmakers, a local podcast hosted by Greg Enslin in partnership with the Tippecanoe Gazette. Each week, Greg sits down with the people making things happen in Tip City. From business owners to event organizers and volunteers, Newsmakers brings you the inside scoop. Subscribe today, wherever you get your podcasts. Looking for the latest scoop on what's happening right here in Tip City, Ohio? Then tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast where local stories come to life. Hosted by Greg Enslin in proud partnership with the Tippecanoe Gazette. Newsmakers brings you face to face with the people shaping our community. Subscribe today on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Your town, your stories, your podcast.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Whether you're a skeptic, unbeliever, or just along for the ride, Spectre Sisters is your go-to hub for everything weird, wild, and wonderfully unexplained.
So light a candle, keep your mind open, and remember, not everything strange is supernatural.
But some of it just might be.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Each week, your hosts will guide you through chilling true accounts of possible paranormal encounters, bizarre events, and local legends that blur the line between fact and fiction. But we're not here just to spook. We shine a flashlight on the dark corners, question everything, and peel back the layers to find the truth, or at least try.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
From haunted houses and cryptid sightings to eerie coincidences and unsolved mysteries, the Spectre Sisters are on a mission to investigate it all with logic, curiosity, and just the right amount of goosebumps.
Welcome to the Twilight Between Sound and Screen. Lo-fi chill meets celluloid dreams. Press play and fade away. Only on Synthwave Cinema. This isn't just a vibe, it's a memory. Every week, DJ Minigroth drops deep cuts and cinematic textures, the kind of beats you imagine playing behind sunsets, streetlights, and stolen movie moments. From sci-fi streetscapes to high school heartbreak, if it belonged on a tape, it's here. Synthwave Cinema, streaming wherever dreamers drift. Welcome to Synthwave Cinema, where iconic movie lines meet the chillest beats in the galaxy. A cinematic sound journey, music reimagined through neon sound. All vibes, no spoilers. Catch the wave, join the show. Now, streaming on YouTube, Spotify, and wherever chill beats thrive.
So tell us about the Village Idiots podcast, Zoe.
Tune in because we talk about lots of different topics. I have a vast and wide array of knowledge.
And we all know the moon landing was fake.
Next season of Village Idiots, canceled edition. Am I right or am I right?
So tell me, what is the Village Idiots podcast about, Abby?
It takes a village to raise an idiot.
That's a different voice than I was expecting.
If you like to laugh, I can't guarantee we will make you laugh.
I might make you laugh. We might make you cry.
A real review. And the review was, it's not that funny.
No.
Oh, hi, everybody. Tune in to the Village Idiots podcast, please. Come to my clubhouse.
Why?
Spotify.
Mickey,
YouTube,
are you having Apple, a stroke?
Apple Music.
Apple Podcasts, I think, yeah.
Mickey's different personalities are coming over.
Hey, welcome to the Village Idiots podcast. On this show, youngs and olds compete for verbal domination of a small town in Ohio. Actually, Village Idiots is two youngs and an old talking about pop culture, movies, music, and other topics. Generation Zers Zoe and Abby talk about things that Greg doesn't understand, like TikTok and Riz, while old-timer Greg explains the ancient times before iPhones and Facebook. Tune in today to find out what they'll talk about next.
went to the movie, came directly to McDonald's afterward, or went before to get the Minecraft Happy Meal to go along with the movie. Yeah. So yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. But that's where my job's easy, right? Like, if as long as we know what Happy Meals are coming out and what movies are coming out, you know, we can go online and buy a costume and create an event and, you know, just have a family fun day, you know?
Yeah. So. And if there's some scarcity there with the Minecraft toys or whatever, like the Beanie Babies, then they become instant collector's items that people are like going in circles around the McDonald's to go through it, you know, four times. Yeah, exactly. So that's good for you guys because you're getting a lot of buzz.
Yeah. 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 It's been hugely popular. I know a lot of our...
Meredith, do you want me to go buy you one?
First...
I can get two. I'll go get two, and
you
I'll
keep
eat
it for yourself.
No, I'll eat the food out of it.
I would have brought you
and
one.
Then I'll get you. You can have the toy.
I would have brought you both one.
Oh, I'll go get one after this.
Okay,
there you go. He'll use his app too.
Yeah, I'll order ahead. That's a great idea. Oh, that's a great idea.
Wait till tomorrow. Oh, wait, no, tomorrow's. I was to say Friday. You get your free fries.
Free fries.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Good stuff. So you're saying the adult one starts today?
I don't know if it started today, but
okay,
I told you I have a picture. I showed Meredith. Did I show you, Greg, the picture of the? So one of my colleagues sent a message to her. We have like a leadership group chat, and so she took a picture of these adults. Let me show you this picture. It's so.
Oh yeah, you
funny.
Did show me that. Yeah. With the
like three grown men. There it is.
It pops up on the front of
that's
the app
crazy.
when you log in.
That's crazy. But three grown men with their Happy Meal boxes enjoying their Minecraft Happy Meal. Just, I'm like, this is so funny. This is amazing.
You're spreading joy in the world through the French fries.
I instantly smiled. It's so great. It made me smile. So I just thought it was great.
That's good.
Yeah.
And then they have app exclusive deals also. So you can't get those in store. You have to use the app to do that. I like this because it means you guys aren't handling money. You're not having to worry about any of that kind of stuff. So I would assume at the store, that streamlines things quickly.
Well, and it's just like our kiosks in the store is the same way. Yeah. Like, you know, touchless, what do they call it? Touchless ordering or
speeds
something.
Speeds everything
like that.
Up, I would think, and make it a lot easier for people.
Yeah, for sure. So I have a question about Minecraft for you, Greg.
I know nothing about it. I've never played.
You haven't?
No.
So I'm wondering why is it so pixely? Is it because it's a computer game?
It's on purpose. No, it's intentionally done that way to look like old timey.
Oh, okay. Got you. Like the old Apple DOS system or something?
Yes.
Oh,
it's supposed to look like it's
Do you know what that is, Meredith? The old Apple DOS system? I put you on the spot because I knew you didn't. That's how I learned computers way back in the day.
I was on an Apple IIe. That's how I learned.
Oh, wow. It was like a hunt and peck method. Like, right? It was so crazy. And it was so like... green blinking cursor with like square letters and that was like my first initial reaction to the computer long before Google and MacBook and all those things.
I remember Ask Jeeves. That's who I used for search.
I don't even remember that.
Oh yeah, that's old.
Ask Jeeves. I do remember that one.
You do remember that?
I do,
you do. What, you were two?
That's funny.
Yeah, that's a cute little box that it comes in too. The little gold box.
It was golden. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
that's
nice the way they do that. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Yeah, so you guys really leaned into that and lucked out because the movie's...
It's not luck. We're just that good.
You're just so good. And apparently psychic because you knew this movie was going to be like three times more popular than anybody
who
else
knew. Yeah, who knew?
Yeah, they're very excited at the studio.
I don't want to say we have the inside scoop, but maybe we do.
Maybe,
no, I don't.
Maybe you knew ahead of time.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes, that's great.
Somebody way more powerful than me. So.
It's smart.
All right, Cindy, anything else happening at the Tip City store that you want to share? I know you're currently hiring. Anything you want to shout out or share?
Yeah,
I want
to talk.
Snack wraps are coming back.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, no, let me tell you about this amazing benefit. I love talking about Archways. I know, Meredith, you probably heard me talk about it before, but a lot of people don't know this about us. So we offer a scholarship to from Archways to Opportunity, which is our scholarship program essentially. So Archways has four pillars. It has our $2,500 tuition reimbursement. It has our English under the arches. It has our Spanish under the arches. And then it has our high school diploma program. So our tuition reimbursement program, anybody that works 15 hours a week for us that's been with us for 90 days and is in good standing can get a $2,500 tuition reimbursement to any accredited university or trade school. They only have to work 15 hours a week. Same with English under the arches and our high school diploma program are completely 100% free. So we have a lot of Hispanic people that come to work for us that want to learn English. And so we pay for that at 100%. Mm-hmm. We pay for the high school diploma at 100%. Mm-hmm. The Spanish under the arches, there is a charge for that, but Archways will cover our there's a small charge for that. But same way with English under the arches, Spanish under the arches. So if I wanted to go in and learn Spanish, McDonald's provides people who speak Spanish that teach it. They're the ones that McDonald's provides instructors for. So if I wanted to learn Spanish, I could go in and do that. So that's kind of our Archways to Opportunity program. But what I'm most passionate, and I'm very passionate about that because I used Archways in my graduate degree when I got my graduate degree, and it saved me probably, so as a manager, I got $3,000. So it saved me $9,000 on my master's degree. So not only am I a cheerleader for it, I'm a recipient of it, and I'm very passionate about it. And then we also work with Colorado Technical University, and we provide a 100% zero out-of-pocket cost for 38 bachelor's degree fields for free. So books and a laptop are also also included. So that's so it doesn't necessarily just hone in on business. Like, so obviously marketing and leadership and accounting and finance and all that kind of stuff you would think would be the degrees. No, we have RN to BSN, psychology, sociology, computer engineering. So all these different bachelor's degrees, free. And all you have to do is work 15 hours a week, be with us 90 days, and stay in good standing.
Okay, I'm going to apply tomorrow. I have free time.
You know, and I always say, I talk to a lot of people in recruiting, and I'm not, you know, I'm passionate about it, obviously. But I mean, you know, if you go to work for a factory or you go to work somewhere else, usually if they're giving you all of this tuition out of pocket, you have to sign a contract with them to stay for X amount of years afterward to be able to pay some of that money back or however they do it. We don't make you do that either. So, you know, we have a lot of people that are working for us. I always tell parents, if I'm speaking to a parents group, if you have a child that wants to go to school, why would you incur all the student loan debt? Why would you not come and work for us 15 hours a week and take advantage of the Colorado Technical University bachelor's degree? They have associates and bachelor's degree, but the bachelor's degree obviously is the most impressive. So,
that is cool.
So,
that's amazing.
It is amazing.
That is great. That's a great program.
And then, of course, we have free food and lots of other great pet insurance. We have a lot of great benefits.
Really?
Yeah.
I can still work there.
You can still work there. Get your pet insurance and learn Spanish. Win-win.
Well, let me actually
get a bachelor's degree. Oh, we have masters through that CTU as well. So
yeah, I have a bachelor's. I don't need, and I don't want a master's.
Okay, then.
I don't think.
Just eat free food.
I've been living under a rock, apparently.
You have. Yeah, we'll go after this. We'll go after this. I'll get you a Big Mac, the Minecraft meal, and you'll be like, what is this?
Life-changing.
Yeah.
Can't believe this.
All right, Cindy, where can people learn more about the Scott Family McDonald's and follow what you're doing in the community?
So they can go to our website, www.scottmcdonalds.com, and we have all the socials. So Facebook, I think our Facebook is Scott Family McDonald's Ohio, and then we have a Scott Family McDonald's Kentucky, because we're doing the same thing in both areas. I kind of just hop back and forth once in a while. So, and we have, again, all the socials. And so my own personal, I always post everything I'm doing in community on my own LinkedIn page. And so it's Cindy France. Find me, look me up, and email me, text me, call me, whatever you want to do.
We'll put a link in the show notes.
Yeah.
So you'll get thousands and thousands of
I love
new
it.
People.
Listen, you think that's funny. I think it's great. So
click, click, click.
Only good stuff though, please.
Oh yes, please. Only
no
good stuff.
No complaints at all.
Don't complain about anything. We don't want that.
Never.
That's good.
Well, thank you so much, Cindy, for taking the time to be on the podcast. We really appreciate it.
Of course. Yes. I loved it. It was fun. It was fun. You guys are blessed.
Well, anytime you want to come back and talk about
it. Come hang with us anytime.
Yeah, you let me know what you want to talk about and I can find verbiage.
The next Minecraft meal, whatever it is. Minecraft 2.
Yeah.
This time it's the Nether.
You know that
or
it's so
like
popular.
That.
It's probably going to happen, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't green light a sequel this week
or next week, I'm sure.
Because they want to get on, you know, get that out in front of everybody.
Yeah, I heard the movie was great. Like, people that have been talking about it. I mean, I wouldn't go see it really, but.
Well, I'm going to go get a Minecraft Happy Meal and then take it in the theater.
And then you need to take a picture of it, send it to me. So
that's
I can
a great
send
idea.
It to my, yeah, there you go.
That's a great idea. I like that. Well, thank you. Thank you, Meredith, for coming on the show. And
thank you,
Cindy.
Absolutely.
And thank you, everybody out there, for listening to the Newsmakers podcast. For more information, check out our show notes. We'll have links in there for all the stuff we just talked about. But thank you. Thank you again.
Of course.
Awesome, and thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll talk soon.